Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
We're talking smells this morning. The good, the bad, and the in-between. What was the percentage of smell, or what is the percentage of smell that makes up taste?
90%. So 90% of what we perceive we're tasting is actually smell. That's wild.
Mind blown.
Oh, you have a sound effect for that? This is so cool.
Oh, my mind's often blown. but 90%. So if you've got a blocked nose...
Yeah, you're done. I will stand by this. The saddest moments of my life are when I have a blocked nose because I can't taste anything. And it's so sad.
Remember the days when you could have people over and do a dinner party?
Yeah, I remember.
I think... Now, when we get back to that, I'm going to put a box of tissues or a couple of boxes of tissues on the dining table and ask everyone to blow their nose before I serve them the food that I've slaved. Well, I want them to enjoy the flavour.
That's actually not a bad idea. Like, everyone, it's controlling, but I like it.
Me control. Maybe some saline spray too. Please clean out your nasal passages.
A little neti pot. They can clean
What's
out
a neti
the,
pot?
It's like a, it kind of looks like a little mini teapot and you fill it with salty water and you put it through one nostril and it comes out the other nostril and it cleans out your sinus.
Oh, I've got an aerosol that does that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably less intense.
And do you know, this is personally a bit of information for you, I can't get it to go through the other side.
Well, I think that means you probably have a blocked... cave, if you will.
Oh, is that hence the husky voice that I've got?
Maybe. No. Maybe you never want to unblock it.
Back to smells. What is your... Do you have a favourite smell? All-time favourite?
I was trying to think of this because obviously we called out to see what people's favourite smells are. But, like, I don't know what my favourite smell is. I would say maybe, like, the beginning of spring. Like when you're walking down the street and you can smell spring coming.
Yes.
That's a cool smell.
Does it include cut grass?
Yeah, I think, why not?
Yeah. Do you suffer hay fever?
Yes, it's so bad.
So one of your favourite smells, is it an indicator of your snuffles coming?
Well, I guess there's a very, very specific time before my hay fever erupts and spring is just coming. And
That's the magic moment.
Yes, that's the magic moment.
You know what my favourite smell is?
What is it?
Washing powder.
Washing powder. Washing. A specific...
Like, there's a couple of brands that I really like, and this has been for years. Like, the smell of, like, when I do... And I do like doing the washing, but the smell of washing powder throughout the house gives me this sense of, I don't know, it's...
Wild.
And I slow down in the... soaps or the washing powder aisle at the supermarket. That's the aisle I go the slowest to check out if there's any new flavours.
Can you smell them out?
Yes.
Really?
You know the fabric... Do you use fabric softener?
Yeah, sometimes. Excellent. It depends what I'm washing.
Just not on sports gear because it clogs the breathable pores.
Honestly, you're so full of knowledge. I love it. Every morning I come in, I'm like, I can't learn anything else.
So many people have got sports clothes and they say, oh, I wash it all the time and it's still woofy. It's because they've probably used fabric softener. So you need to rewind by soaking nappy sand for like a day to wash it with no fabric softener and it'll be breathable again. Anyway.
This actually makes total sense why this is your favourite smell.
So
you've spent a lot of time with it.
I got sprung the other week. There was a new flavour of fabric softener, and so I've unscrewed the cap and I've got it up against my face like it's a bottle of poppers. And I'm taking the biggest whiff of like...
Yep.
And someone from Coles walked around the corner and was staring at me as if like I'm some paint.
No way!
Like I'm sniffing paint or something.
I mean, you probably were like, I don't know, your whole body was like shaking or something with it. Titillation.
So, I don't know why it's washing powder. And there's a soap company that Dove soaps, the moisturising ones, they came out with an exfoliating soap years ago that also reminded me of the smell of washing powder. So I bought about 50 cakes when it was on sale and opened the boxes, popped them in the wardrobe, popped them in my undies drawer, popped them under the couch cushions just to get this smell infused throughout the house.
No.
If there was an essential oil called washing powder, I would be burning it all the time.
I think then you wouldn't like it so much. Too much of a good thing is never a good thing, Ando.
Really?
Yes.
Says who? We were talking about pasta earlier this week. Are you saying that's the same rule for that?
I was going to say, actually, my favourite smell might be gravy, like potato and gravy.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
We're up early with Annie and Ando. We've got the beautiful Emily Tresetter stepping in and filling those sensible shoes that Annie Louie wears. And today we're talking about smells. The good ones, the bad ones, and everything in between. And you know what? I got a bit of thirst into my feed in Instagram. And there's this guy in Melbourne that is making candles. And from home, they look amazing. I've got him on the line.
This is great.
Cody from Urban Alchemy. Welcome to the Annie and Ando Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Well, thank you.
So what's this candle business all about?
Well, it started as a hobby and just grew before I realised that I was, you know, filling online orders, and there was a website and a great little community on Instagram and Facebook. It happened by accident, really.
I love your Instagram and your Facebook feed. You've got a bit of sass going on. There's a bit of tood coming through your posts at times. And there is a shot with your shirt off.
Me? No, there's not. Oh,
isn't
lies.
It? Isn't that you? Oh, my God.
No. I asked Ando to find it.
Yeah, of course I did.
No, you're talking about, he's a gardener from the US, a massive thirst trap. I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, he's always in my feed, don't you worry.
Oh, and some. Now, when we're talking smells, like we've been talking some pretty horrible ones this morning. Is there science that goes into what you put with what and why?
Look, I think from an aromatherapy point of view, there is definitely a science and an art that goes into it. But for me personally, when I'm working on fragrances, it's literally what I am feeling at the moment, at the time, as I'm blending it and as it's coming together. And if I'm lucky, I'll write it down and I'll be able to reproduce it the next time I have to do a batch.
Well, Em and I, we did some virtual shopping. We actually jumped onto your website. Em, what was your favourite one?
I love the grind. It sounds delicious.
Look, it's Melbourne, so it would be rude of me not to have a coffee candle, right?
Yes.
So it smells like coffee.
Yeah. So coffee, buttercream, almond, and sugar cane.
Oh, wow.
And vanilla bean.
Delicious. Probably make me hungry. That's the problem with candles that smell as delicious as yours. They make me hungry a lot of the time.
We're always hungry. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't need a candle to make me hungry. I'm always hungry.
Yeah, no, so true.
My favourite one is Aura, the orange cedar leaf and Australian sandalwood.
So I really like Aura as well. Myself, I like deep, rich, woody smells, and that has definitely become my favourite in my lineup. And it's actually, I guess if we're talking for the month of October, it's, you know, my biggest seller. It was released only last month, but people have gone crazy for it. It's always nice when people respond to something that you create and something that you make as well. So I think I'm on a winner with that one.
So true.
Totally. I have a scientific question. Scientific. It's just a question. How do you actually get the smell into the candle? You know, like you're not actually putting coffee beans into the candle, right?
No. I mean, I could try. I don't know how safe it would be, but give anything a go. The wax and the oils, obviously, I just blend them together and there's very specific measurements and weights and everything else that goes into it. It's a very long process. I wish it was just as simple as throwing it all together, but I'm lucky enough to have a supplier who is in Sydney and they produce all the fragrance oils that I use. So like I said before, I'm not using essential oils. I use fragrance oils, which are a cosmetic grade. So they're a little bit different from essential oils.
And that's when you ring your dealer in Sydney and say, hey, give me some Jiling Jiling or whatever it is. And they send you the little bottle down and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, look, I've got a very deep and meaningful relationship with Australia Post at the moment.
Don't we all? Aren't we all based in Melbourne? Definitely so.
Yeah, it's the amount of stuff I'm having sent down from Sydney, but I'd like to point out that everything that gets sent my way is sent carbon neutral, and everything that I send out is also carbon neutral.
Oh, good.
Nice.
What an amazing company. Hey, one last question. If one of our listeners is looking for love, and they could be anywhere, we have listeners all around the world, which is the candle that, like, when you got a booty call, just, you know, sets the mood?
All right. I'm a big believer that smells ring bells.
Smells ring bells. Ooh, I love that.
Right?
Good smells, you mean, though.
I think that if you use something that's quite clean and quite fresh and quite light and have that burning, say, throughout the home or whatever, that is automatically going to assign that clean and light and relaxed feeling to the person who walks through the door.
Smart. that.
Yeah, and it's the same as in your office or at home or in the workplace, wherever it is. It's use things that are kind of in line with the task that you're doing at the time.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. When I look at your candle list, you've got one called Milk Bar, which has got mustard lollies in, and I'm like, Milk Bar, that brings all the boys to the yard. So that would be the... Was it that one or your Lover candle, which is marshmallow, jasmine and white cedar?
Lover is one of my favourites. Lover was actually one of the original six that I released initially.
Oh, and wow.
It is one of my favourite smells. Obviously, I mean, they're all my favourite because they're babies. All in my line.
Yeah.
But I think Love is such a beautiful, soft, subtle fragrance. It's definitely give that a go.
So if people want to find out more information, you can head to urbanalchemy.com.au. Cody, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Cheers. You're welcome.
You.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
We're talking smells this morning, and we got a message in, Emily.
We did.
No name, just 007. 007, last numbers of the phone number. We've had 007 in before, regular listener. And thanks for your message. Diethyl ether is my fave. Smells so nice but makes it hard to work. I'm not saying it right, am I? Diethyl ether.
It sounds a bit like a band name when you say it like that. I kind of like it.
Diethyl ether last night. They just went off. Oh, I was in the mosh pit.
I was just about to say, we're moshing.
Moshing, doing my skydive or whatever that jumping thing is.
We've clearly both been to a concert recently.
Yeah, had my candle, waving it in the air like I just didn't care. No, I Googled it and it's like a thinner or a solvent. Solvent is
right,
the word I was looking
right,
for.
Right, right, right.
Which there are some weird smells. I used to like two-stroke petrol fume smell on a boat, when we were a kid.
Right.
Yeah, it was like...
I kind of like paint lacquer.
These are all wrong. We're heading in the wrong direction. Hey, we need to change this up. We've got our producer Judd on the line. This is normally where we play middle name game, and as we're connecting him, I get this message saying, we're doing something different today. Louis away and I've mixed it up.
Whoa.
Good morning, Judd.
Good morning. How are things?
Very well, my friend. What's this? You've mixed it up.
We're going to play a game that I've been looking forward to for a while, crafting secretly. You know my fondness, and your fondness, Ando, for the site Cameo, where celebrities that need a bit of cash and need to make their car repayments charge people to make little messages.
This like happy birthday.
Yes. So explain this for if you haven't heard of this, to explain it really clearly, I'll give you an example. Imagine you wanted Annie, Louie or me to do any message. It could be happy anniversary, Cheryl. You pay money and I do a quick little video and send it to you for you to give to Cheryl, whoever Cheryl is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, have I explained it? And it's an app called
Cameo.
Yeah.
But the problem with asking you or Annie is neither of you have Cameo, right?
Who's going to pay? Just ring. You can just text me now and I'll give a shout out, Cheryl. Happy anniversary, Cheryl. There it is.
Do you want to go through a couple more names just so we can just, Bruce.
I'll do one. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, David.
David. On Tim. Tim from yesterday who wrote in that was Kim. Tim.
Wishing you luck with your love life, Tim.
And shower more often, you stinky bugger.
Okay, give it to us, buddy.
I've got a list of celebrities. I want you to guess how much they are charging for cameos.
Okay. I love this.
This is a great game. Did you make this for me, Judd?
Yeah. So you're going to choose dollar amount, and try not to screw each other over, but I understand if you do.
Okay.
Let's start with our first one.
Sorry, I have a technical question, Judd.
Lohan. She used to be famous, I guess.
Lindsay.
How much does Lindsay Lohan charge to, say happy birthday or my condolences or what have you?
Is there a time limit for her message? Like, is it like a 10-second message? Or there's no limit?
It's a minute.
Pardon?
I think it's a minute.
A minute.
A minute.
Okay.
Sorry, technical question, Judd. If we go over the actual amount, are we eliminated or is it closest to regardless?
It's just who's closest.
Okay, Lindsay Lohan. Do we now shout out our answer?
Yes.
Okay, ladies first.
I think 10 grand.
Oh, I've gone 1,800.
1,800, 10 grand. The correct answer is $460. You were way off.
What?
Yeah, 460.
And it was closer. 10 grand.
I don't know. I mean... I don't
know. That's a small motor vehicle you're asking for. 10 grand.
I don't know. She has a beach club. I feel like Lindsay Lohan needs, you know, some kind of, I don't know.
I like her interior designer, Catherine Ireland. Very nice.
$460. That's crazy. Okay. All right.
This is good. Next one, Judd.
Next one, bit of an icon, Caitlyn Jenner.
I will say,
she is more expensive than Lindsay Lohan, but how expensive?
Caitlyn Jenner. They're one of those. There's Jenner. Is she Nee Kardashian?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
cool.
Correct.
So I thought it was in that group. I'm not up to the K's or the C's.
So you know they charge a lot. Ando, you go first this time.
Okay.
Thinking music.
$5,500, please.
$5,500. Well, Lindsay Lohan was such a shock to me. Let's go $900.
The correct answer is $2,500.
$2,500.
I was closer.
Woo-hoo! Well done.
Wow.
Which means this is the deciding one.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
The one, the only, Shannon Knoll. How much does Shannon Knoll charge for a cameo?
I've heard he gives you money.
he's just happy. He just needs to make the car repayments. He's just happy to chat to someone.
Is it cost more to have no swear words in it?
And does he have to, like, sign it out by being like, what about me? He'll be like, happy birthday, but what about me?
Yeah, he does an entire rendition of the song.
For free.
Really? For free? I love it.
Around.
Okay.
Shannon Knoll, what do you got?
Oh, it's hard. It's really hard. So tonight, I'm thinking. Just found some thinking music.
Yeah,
Judd.
Thinking music. All right. I'm gonna say $120. Well, there's a little
boy waiting at the door. Shorty's full. Anda. He's
been waiting down. I'm gonna say $222.
$222 versus $120. The correct answer, Shannon Knoll, to get him to say literally anything you want, you have to pay him $87.
$87? Lock it in. It isn't fair, Shannon. $87.
So specific.
I'm losing it. We need to get an Annie and Ando cameo from Shannon Knoll.
Shannon Knoll, and put it all over our socials. What knocked those Kardashian Jenners off the influencer post? Thanks for that, Shannon. And thanks for that, Judd. I love that. Can we keep this going?
We need to just clarify who won the game?
Who won the game?
I think Emily.
Yes!
Emily!
Yes.
Oh, no! Woo-hoo. I am a loser when it comes to games on this show. Thank you so much, producer
thanks.
Judd.
Hit snooze and stay in bed with Annie and Ando on Joy.
26 minutes to 7, sitting at 21 degrees with a forecast up at 25 and rain forecast for this afternoon and this evening. We are talking smells this morning.
We sure are. We've spoken about some good smells, candles, flowers. Now, Ando, I think it's time for us to talk some bad smells.
Oh.
I'd love to...
You need to tell me something.
I don't know if you've noticed in studio this morning, but... I have a story for you. Mm. I recently heard this story and I thought, you know what? I need an outlet for this and this is the perfect outlet.
Right.
So here we go.
Okay.
My boyfriend's mom called us up and she said, I've got this story for you. Our dog, they have a really, really tiny dog. Think the size of a cat, kind of a kitten-sized dog.
Like a Hilton handbag dog?
Yeah, but like bigger. Scruffier.
Scruffier.
It's like a...
Like a terrier.
Yeah, sort of. Like, okay. I really don't know what breed it is. I think it's like a mix.
You
I'm
know Dr.
Sure.
Harry over there,
no,
are you?
No, look, yeah, I know okay. my fortes and that's not one of them. So this dog was in the laundry with his mum and... The dog was sort of like running around her feet and she gets this whiff of, I guess the dog has just farted.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets the whiff of the dog and she literally gets so concerned. She's like, oh, my gosh, this smell. I think the dog might be dying.
Like something crawled up its butt and died.
Yes, literally. Yes. And the dog's so small, she got really worried. She's like, I actually am frightened. The dog's name's Cleo. I'm so frightened for Cleo. I think Cleo's dying. Goes to all of her other family members in the house. She says, I've got to leave for the day, but please just keep an eye on Cleo because I think Cleo's going to die. I've smelt her fart.
No, taken to the vet. She's really concerned.
Just like, keep an eye on Cleo. If she does it again, like Cleo. Maybe we'll have to go to the vet, right?
Yeah.
She jumps in her car on the way to work. She's driving along and all of a sudden she's in the car by herself and she farts and she realizes that the smell she thought was the dog dying was actually from her.
No. Is she old, this woman?
No, I mean, she's, you know, mum age, my mum age, like 55.
Oh, really young. Shout out to your mum. Good morning. asked if she was old, my grandma lived with us and she would pass wind whilst walking and you'd go, Nan. And she'd go, what? And you'd go, you just farted. And she'd go,
no, I didn't.
I didn't realise. So I wondered if it was like old person not realising the flap, 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 flap.
Well, I mean, it had to be that because she didn't realise that she...
And she thought it was the dog.
Literally thought it was the dog. Like, I was convinced. Like, didn't even think, oh, it could have been me.
Because the other thing I wondered is, you know how some families feed their dogs what they're eating or the leftovers of what they've had?
Yeah.
And you know how your gas repertoire, so your playbook of scents...
Yes.
Changes depending on what you eat.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, like if I've had cauliflower, it's a cauliflower gas moment versus a, I don't know, an apple gas moment.
Sure.
Anyway, so I wondered if they both had matching smells and it was the dog originally and then it was her in the car.
I mean, perhaps, but whatever they're eating, they should probably stop.
I wonder, is it a medical fact that you can, like you said that she thought the dog was going to die. I wonder if it actually, there is a death
it's like the Death Star, but a death fart. I'm not sure. It could be a sign, surely, of something bad going on.
It's a pretty horrific thing, though. Do you like having dogs inside the house?
I have never had a dog personally, so I don't know. I want to say yeah because I love dogs and I think it would be great to have them inside.
Yep.
But I have no personal experience whatsoever with the subject. What are your thoughts?
Well, our dogs are inside and they're big, but they're obedient indoor dogs. They don't sleep in the bed because there would be no room with two Great Danes.
I saw pictures. They're very big.
They are very big.
Yes.
But it does, like I would do 5 loads of dog washing a week.
Whoa. What like bed stuff?
They're mattress covers, their linen, their sheet, their blankets, their outdoor blankets.
Don't fool yourself into thinking you're doing that because you want it to be clean. You just love the smell of the washing powder.
But I also would hate if I ever walked through the front door and got a whiff of dog inside my house. That would freak me out. Mm-hmm. I would be scrubbing the walls. And so and the poor dogs, they love to get dirty.
Of course.
Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, come on, in the shower you get. They take 3 towels to dry them and fully dry. Yeah. So the poor things, I wonder
what
why.
What about wet dog smell?
It's disgusting. Oh, it's rank. Absolutely disgusting.
Maybe the worst smell, do you reckon?
I'll tell you later what I reckon the worst smell is. We've got a message come in, and it was a picture message or a sound message, which is always tricky on our computers here at Joy. So we've done a bit of, we think we've made it up, in other words.
No, we've done some, well, yeah, I guess we have. Yeah,
we've done some sleuthing. Something about not liking the smell when it's in the car. Nobody seemed to like it. I'm guessing it was a bit of gas.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's on the theme of what we were just talking about, so surely.
You reckon?
I think so.
Hey, a very good morning to you, Dean Murphy.
Hello, good morning.
How are you, buddy? Sorry, it helps if I actually look at you.
Sorry, half asleep out there.
No, you're not. How are you? Did you get some sun yesterday?
I did, actually. I was on my scooter.
Wow.
You're loving your scooter.
Around Albert Park Lake.
New thing.
Scooter's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's fun. I shouldn't be doing it. I'm way probably too old for it. But
what do you mean? Do you know what I mean? Those 67-year-old Italian men.
No, but I mean part of a scooter squad. And
they're all in there. It's a squad.
We've all got scooters.
I love that.
With little ducky bells, you know, that squeak. Anyway, wow. It's just...
What colour is
it's just
scooter?
A midlife crisis basically gone wrong.
What colour?
No, it's black. It's hot.
It's hot. Sleek. Yeah, it's sleek.
It's like Mad Max stuff.
Yes. You know, like, I love
stop
this.
Stop it. I didn't think it could get any better. What's coming up on the show, mate?
We have this morning, we're going to be talking about, there's a man who attempted to eat a lot of Zinger burgers for 100 days straight.
Whoa.
And we're throwing it out to people, like, what could you guys eat for 100 days straight? I know what's in your mind, Ando, and we've got to keep it clean because it's really early in the morning. Told ya. We've also got Elizabeth from Got Money on. She's hilarious. She does a show on Saturday morning to you called Got Money. Mm-hmm. She's very, very funny.
And very clever.
She's very smart. Also, World Student Day is today. And, you know, have you guys studied something that you've never used?
Yeah, performance.
Wow, there you go. What are you doing this morning?
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm
history.
Talking.
History.
Egyptian history.
Yeah, religious studies.
Oh, religious studies.
Never used it.
I used to ask my mum to give me a note so I didn't have to sit in. R.I.
Of course you did.
Well, those little booklets were just... Anyway, let's not start there.
That's on the show this morning, so thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Demi.
Sounds great.
Oh, Emily, we've got a message in on the DMs.
We have. Have fun.
Regular listener Luke has said, great game, producer Judd.
I agree.
What's the price of the cameo? If you missed it, this is how it worked. The Cameo is an app where you can get celebrities to send you personalised messages or short videos, be it happy birthday, happy anniversary. The game was that we had to guess how much it costs to get these celebrities to do it. Shannon Knoll was how much?
$87.
Oh, Shan. Lindsay Lohan was $1,800.
Yeah, just to give you a comparison.
Yeah.
Shannon Knoll, the $87. I still wonder why it's not 90 or 85. Like, why has he gone with the specific 87?
I reckon the app's probably got a $7 administration fee.
Yeah, so he Knowles actually, is like, nah, I can't pay that.
He only wanted
$80.
That's it.
We've been talking smells this morning, and I think we've been talking about our favourite smells, our least favourite smells. I was thinking smells kind of induce memories sometimes. Do you find that?
Definitely.
For me, if I'm like in a supermarket, we were also talking about how you walk really slowly in a supermarket with the
washing
soap
powder.
Aisle. Yeah, the washing powder. For me, when I'm in the supermarket and I walk past the fruit section, when mangoes are in season, they're obviously you can smell them quite freely. You just walk past them and you get a whiff of mango.
Is that your Mrs. Mango? Yeah.
Mango reminds me of my grandma, my dad's mum. She lived in Cairns.
She alive still?
She is.
Yeah.
She lives.
She listened to the show this morning from the nursing home.
Barbara.
Babs.
Good morning.
Nana Babs.
Yeah. So she lived in Cairns when I was little. And always gave me a fresh fruit salad. And I don't know, northern Queensland fruit goes off. It goes off.
Well, it doesn't have to catch a train to Melbourne.
Yeah, true. Choo-choo. All aboard mangoes.
It doesn't have to get picked prematurely, then gassed and then sent to Melbourne. That's probably the difference.
That's probably it.
Yum.
Yeah.
What about herbs and spices?
What about them?
Well, there's one green one in particular that you and I actually align on.
I think the C word. Yes, we shall not name it. No, it's coriander. It's very funny to be in a room with someone that has the same aversion because I've got a lot of friends that love coriander.
Oh, same. It's, you know, there's some things like where I go, do you like cauliflower? And you go, oh, I don't mind it. It's not, you know, but I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Coriander, I've never met anyone on the fence for coriander.
No, it's very, very divisive.
It is. That's the word. Divisive. It's yes or no. And I'm a no, thank you.
I'm a no, please.
But we're talking smells and it doesn't have a smell, does it?
For us, well, I just Googled it and apparently maybe we are just like really similar and we don't smell it. But apparently there is a smell.
To coriander?
Yeah. Apparently it's just as bad. If you hate it, it's just as bad as it tastes, which makes sense.
Now, I wouldn't do this because I'd probably fall for my own gag, but here's a gag for you. Next time you're at the supermarket, you pull the little plastic sleeves off all the continental parsley and switch them around with the packets of coriander.
Ando, I'm so mad at you.
No, would it be fun?
No.
Not if I ate it. I do hate when I get, is that coriander or is that continental parsley?
No.
You're up early.
Get up with Annie and Ando, only on Joy.
Oh, we've been talking smells this morning, the good, the bad and the in-between. How nice was it to talk to Cody from Urban Alchemy?
So nice. But as I said, candles make me hungry, so everything makes me hungry.
His do because they've got like things like marshmallow in them.
Totally. Coffee.
I did love your question of like, do you put real stuff
in? I was like, scientific question. Actually, a really silly question.
Hey, when I think about smells and the science behind smells and their connection to memory, there's this term called an anchor. Like, so a smell becomes an anchor for us, which is like a trigger.
Right.
And this trigger point, so over time, every time you smell something and it's in a situation, and the more sensory rich the situation, so the more you remember about what you see and and you hear and you feel and smell, you suddenly then start to put it into a different part of your brain to store as a memory, which is a bit like your mango story with grandma, Grandma Babs up north with her mangoes out.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, your mum's going to smack me. Your mum's smack me for saying that. Is it your mum's side or dad's side?
It's my dad's side, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Your dad's going to stalk me about picking on grandma. So when I think about smells for me, my mum was a weekend cook. She worked full-time, and so the kitchen always just smelt of food. It's not like an apple pie or one thing in particular.
Yeah.
I don't think I've got one particular smell. Every now and then something will pop into my head and I'll go, oh, that reminds me of.
Yeah. And it's just like subconscious because it has been stored in the back of your brain.
Yes.
Love, isn't it so wonderful how powerful smell is?
There you go. Hey, what's coming up on the show tomorrow?
We are talking about what you do in the bedroom that isn't sleeping.
Oh, hello. How corny is it when you call it the workbench or the... Oh, no, that's what they call the bed, not the bedroom. The work...
Well, the workbench room then.
The workbench room. It's a bit corny. No, we're not just talking the sassy stuff. Like so many, particularly with lockdown, but even before lockdown, people do some stuff in their bedrooms that would blow your mind. They also do things that would not blow your mind.
Way.
<Hey. laughs> Thank you so much, Emily Treseder. You'll be back for one more gig tomorrow morning.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much, and stick around for the Murphys.
Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast wherever you get your podcasts.